This is an opera cast from English National Opera. For more information and to book tickets, visit www.eno.org.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Ed, you're currently conducting Tosca and rehearsing Mozart's great opera seria, Idomeneo. That's a seismic shift in style. I mean, how are you coping with adjusting from one to the other on a daily basis?
Yeah, it's a very good question. The Tosca performances have thinned out now, and it's sort of a month since we've opened, so it's in a lovely place. And, you know, on the days of Tosca shows, I'm very much in that world. But at the moment, I'm doing about... It's probably a Tosca show a week or two a week, and it's and those are on... They're then by no means on consecutive days. And I would describe doing Tosca and Idomeneo as two different careers, not even a seismic shift of style. It really feels like I use completely different parts of my brain for the two things. And I'm actually, going into one from the other, I have to be incredibly aware of what that is.
Yeah.
If you go into Tosca with too much Mozartian energy, I don't think anyone would like the results. And actually, in that way, it makes it much easier to shift between pieces. I've done pieces, you know, maybe a late 19th century piece and an early 20th century piece close together. And that's really hard, because you're talking about the subtleties of style, not something so black and white as these two pieces.
I suppose that in one sense there's a similarity in there. They're both thrillers of the human predicament. You know, there are people in a very, very difficult predicament. You know, in the case of Idomeneo, it's this awful decision that the king finds himself having to make. And with Tosca, it's that, you know, does she give in to the evil Scarpia, or does she stand her ground as Cavaradossi wants her to? And so
thematic links. I think musically, though, on a purely musical level, I don't think they don't connect in any way at all.
Yeah.
But you're right, there are dramatic thematic links. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Being music director of a company as big as this is about so much more than just making music, which, you know, must be another tough adjustment to make. I mean, what are the areas that prove most challenging for you? Because you're at home on the podium.
I think it's really great in an institution like this if an orchestra and chorus can feel like part of a musical family. And I think what I try to do is make sure that they're able to do their best work in every production, not just mine. So, you know, I hope I support the conductors of the other productions as much as they need, you know, other directors to a certain extent, and make sure that, you know, the chorus and the orchestra are really, you know, are really firing on all cylinders for all pieces. I think you have to be... someone said to me before I started that it's two jobs, and... I think at the time I remember thinking that it was... I think I said this to you before, actually, but at the time I remember thinking that it was... They were saying that it's a hell of a lot of work, but they're not. They're saying that you need to actually divide yourself as a person into two different types of people. Mm-hmm. And that's the hardest thing about this job, the management against the musician. And it's really that, you know, on days when you get it wrong, it's not much fun. And on days when it's right, it's... You know, it's great, it's functional, but that's very, very, very hard.
Yes, I remember how difficult Bernard Haitink found it at the Opera House. Sort of, you know, there was a man very much focused on the musical values, and he said it was really tough for him to get involved in other decision-making. But this is...
Yeah.
There's something more intimate about this house.
It operates. I think that's right. Even with an audience, you feel like corporate is a dangerous word to use, but there's a corporate feeling of identity and, you know, direction and sort of, you know, thrust for artistic, you know, artistic greatness. And yeah, everyone gets that. I mean, I think what I try and do is make sure that everyone realizes that any decision that's made managerially is completely artistically informed. And, you know, when I tell myself that as well, it makes it easier to combine.
I suppose you also have to be a bit of a psychologist with... I mean, the singers become your very, very personal... I mean, you nurture them, you support them.
Yeah.
These are very important people in this company.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Particularly in the case of young artists who you're developing in the young artist scheme. Do you find you have to do a lot of, you know, that kind of pastoral work, if you like, as well as musical work?
Yeah, and, I mean, of course, it is with young singers. Like, I mean, we have Chris Turner in